This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We seek love from sources that are finite and that are not capable of granting us the love that we both want and need. There's only one love that can fulfill that part of our hearts, that void. And that love comes from the source, which is infinite and everlasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Surely those who believe and do righteous deeds, the Most Merciful will certainly appoint for them unparalleled, unmatched love and affection. This verse is so beautiful, and it realigns what we should be pursuing. Everything we do should somehow connect back to seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word wudda here refers to the love that Allah has for the believers, and it also refers to the love that the believers have for their Lord, which in and of itself comes from Allah because He is al-wudud, the source of all love. To attain His special love, we must believe in Him and we must prove it through our actions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. We must work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. And then He subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us wudda. It's so beautiful because it's not specified. It's open-ended. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that person, but it doesn't end there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will love them. The angels will love them. The believers will love them. And subhanallah, even the rocks and the trees will love that person. Everyone and everything will love the one that the Almighty loves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was loved so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, to the point where he had such acceptance, where even the trees loved him. As in the story of when the tree cried because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped leaning on it, when the minbar was made for him. The companions said that the tree trunk cried until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the minbar and went to it and consoled it, subhanallah. Well, guess what? You can attain similar love and acceptance because for those who believe and do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designates for them wood. Allah promises us this love if we believe and we strive to do good. When you strive to do good, you are within the realm of Allah's love. He will show you how He loves you because He's not only al-wadud, He's al-shakur. He will give you so much more than what you gave and were even capable of giving. Doing optional acts of worship after the obligatory one can get us closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and can deepen that love of Allah. In the hadith Qudsi that we mentioned at the beginning of this series, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the middle of it, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my servant keeps on coming closer to me through performing these extra nawafil until I love him or her. So, we start with the obligatory and continue on adding the recommended voluntary acts until Allah loves us. Some examples are offering those nawafil optional prayers before the prayers and after the prayers, including the night qiyam prayers, fasting on Mondays and on Thursdays, or the middle of the lunar month, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, giving in charity, helping those in need, reciting dhikr, the adhkar of the morning and the adhkar of the evening, and reciting before you sleep the du'as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited, reading Quran, or even going for umrah. These are all examples of extra good deeds we can do. And it takes effort to be able to do them. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to do good deeds. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make good deeds beloved to your heart. And then strive and do the best that you can and do it with ihsan, with excellence. It was narrated that our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, O people, you should do whatever good deeds that you can, for Allah does not get tired of giving you reward until you get tired. SubhanAllah. And then he said, the most beloved of good deeds to Allah are those done consistently, even if they're little or few. So choose some good deeds and do them every day. Be consistent. There's a beautiful narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whomsoever begins his or her day by carrying out a good deed and ends his or her day by carrying out a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, don't record any of his or her evil deeds in between these times. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. What a generous and loving Lord. Alhamdulillah. So start and end your day with good. And so I wanted to leave us with something to ponder upon. Our death and our time in our graves before we're resurrected. For many, this topic is both terrifying and depressing. But I want to share something so beautiful with you that the Prophet ﷺ told us about.